It's the Agribusiness Report. Our guests today, brothers Travis and Justin Madera. They're co-founders of Lobster Boys. What a great conversation coming up in just a moment. First off, USDA Office of the Chief Scientist, Executive Director, Kate Sixt, on the Genesis mission.
The Trump administration is bringing the power of AI to bear on ambitious multidisciplinary challenges, creating a platform for federal agencies to collaborate and achieve breakthroughs that would be impossible if attempted alone. And harnessing AI as a scientific tool will just revolutionize the way scientific research is conducted, including research that's conducted here at USDA and also with our partners across the industry and academia. They've announced these national science and technology challenges, and they span everything from across what U.S. departments and agencies do. That's healthcare, energy, infrastructure, manufacturing, affordability, and of course, agriculture.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Travis Madera and Justin Madera. They're co-founders of Lobster Boys. And I bet you guys have known each other for a while. Travis, let's start with you. Brothers, is that right?
Yeah, so you can imagine, business partners, brothers, you know, best friends our whole life. Yeah, we've been doing it for a long time together.
Okay, and while we're talking, Justin, let's get you in here. Tell us about Lobster Boys.
Yeah, so me and Travis, we grew up as fourth generation lobster fishermen in the Long Island Sound. And due to port regulations, overfishing, and just overall government intervention, we lost our fishery in the late 99s, early 2000s. And what that meant was just total devastation to our coastal economy. All the fishermen started fighting over smaller territories. And me and my brother decided, you know, we were going to have to take our talents elsewhere. So we went on a mission to find a career within the business. And we started fishing with people farther and further up the coast. And we got on, the further north we went, we seemed like the lobsters got better. And we ended up in Canada primarily, fishing off some fishermen's boats. We made a lot of relationships. And we started building a business, dealing directly with the fishermen. And as we went down that journey, we realized that there was like a Canadian, we call them a mafia, the middlemen mafia. And they're all throughout the northern U.S. and Maine and Canada. And they basically control the fishermen by colluding on pricing and keeping the market low enough that they can go out and make a profit, the biggest share of the profit, by paying the fishermen the least and charging the consumers the most. And they manipulate the product by putting different qualities in the product that they're servicing the customers with to lower down their cost of inventory. And me and Travis came along and we cut all the middlemen out. We went directly to the fishermen. We got the best quality lobsters. And now we have our business model on lobsterboys.com where we service the end consumer. And we're launching a direct B2B to the restaurateurs, the chefs across America, really soon. So we have the best quality lobsters at the best price. And we've really stirred the hornet's nest when it comes to this middleman mafia.
Okay. I don't know who wants this one. Y'all can arm wrestle over it. But, you know, for the beef industry, we've been watching the Tyson plant closures. And before that, we've had others who've announced plant closures. But Tyson, not just on the beef packing side, on the packaging side as well. You know, how can they struggle when we're watching higher prices out there?
Well, I think a little bit of it comes down to the legalities that they're probably facing. I mean, we've had a lot of issues in the past couple months, especially with food-related poisonings and bacteria infections. And I think what actually is playing out, you see some states like Colorado having these moments where they're pushing back against Sysco and these big food service companies. I think that people are getting switched on to the fact that America's food system has been fundamentally broken for quite a long period of time. And now people are starting to realize that, you know, a lot of this lab grown meat entering the market and grocery stores that have their brands all over all their foods now, it's not so much a local farmer produced market anymore. And More and more people are switching over to farmers market, direct sourcing, wanting to know where their food source comes from. And I think that part of these big companies maybe closing or filing for bankruptcy is maybe some creditor protection while they try to reorganize, because they see far into the future and what is coming, and they want to reposition themselves before it's, you know, more and more, the more time goes by, the more chance they're going to lose a lot more money before they get a chance to restructure. So I think a lot of that goes into play with these big corporate companies. But I think that the writing's on the wall for the American consumers. Me and Travis are foodies at heart. We go into, you know, grocery stores, just using like Whole Foods as an example. And I mean, if you go grab an organic certified peach or whatever the seasonal fruit is, you would expect that piece of fruit or vegetable or whatever to have some organic, you know, it's not a perfect looking fruit. I mean, my mom grows organic stuff. They don't look perfect. They get ripe and they get mushy over the course of a couple of days. Why can we go into a grocery store and an organic fruit that we're going to pay $4.99 a pound for is like a softball, and it doesn't get soft for weeks on end? There's a fundamental issue in our food system, and it's across every sector. And more people are starting to say, where can I get a real farm fresh egg, fruit, vegetable, protein? And that's what we're all about, is just bringing truth and transparency for the farmers and fishermen that are doing the right thing, that are providing the real source of nutrition for our American consumers, and not these big corporate lab grown, you know, operations that are just pumping chemicals and toxic food into our people, making us fat, sick, unhealthy. It's like across the board. So
it's the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton, the Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
On demanding job sites, you need equipment that works as hard as your crew. The Wiley Express water wagon is built for construction, industrial, and municipal use, delivering dependable water application for dust abatement, fire protection, and fresh water supply. The Express water wagon helps keep your operations safe, compliant, and productive. The Wiley Express water wagon, built for the toughest jobs on the ground. Trust Wiley Sprayers, proudly built in Texas. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Our guests today, Travis Madeira and Justin Madeira. They're brothers, but co-founders of Lobster Boys. Tyson plant closures. We've heard of other beef packing plant closures, but this latest, Tyson, is also a closure of a packaging facility. I just wonder, how do they struggle when we're seeing these much higher prices at the grocery store?
Well, yeah, and that's why me and Justin, you know, we're kind of, I wouldn't say, you know, leading the way, but, you know, like, it's not so much about mass production anymore, and the wealthier, you know, it seems to get to them first. But we used to just take Lobster Boys, for example. We used to ship lobsters all over the world, almost the biggest countries that'll take them, and, you know, deal with as many lobsters and as many fishermen as we can. But what that does is it just creates this unnecessary huge shipping supply, when really you need to focus on quality, and you can have a better margin for the fisherman and the consumer if you just focus on, I really want to make my farm, speaking of beef, no pesticides, no spraying, no grain fed, only real, like, true pasture raised, grass fed, you know, like all these things. You really don't have to – everybody wants the big scale of Whole Foods and these big corporate, you know, Cisco-aligned companies, and that's not really getting us the best food quality, and the supply chain is affecting it. As Justin was just alluded to, you know, foodborne illnesses and autism's up, and every single sickness and problem is up because everybody wants to make food for profit and mass production and make the most money of it. And that's not the way to go. It's to get to your small farm, get to your small fisherman, get to your small farmers market and really focus on the ingredients and the quality rather than the easy luxury way of just going to the local grocery store that's mass importing, mass bringing in from Sysco and food service companies that are really just out for profits and not your true health and true transparency, true sustainability. And that's where me and Justin, you know, really are focused on now, exploiting that area of expertise.
So the question becomes, can we change the chain? Not break the chain, but can we change the chain? Talking about supply chain.
Yeah, I think that's going to take some changing of habits on both sides, the producers and the consumers. And that's why we're leading the way to inform consumers of what they should be doing to actually make sure they're supporting the local farmer or fisherman before they're in a situation where there is no options. Because we've gotten, I think the scales tipped too far towards the Whole Foods, the Sprouts, the grocery stores that are mass producing. And at the end of the day, the producers need to start to build almost like cooperatives. You know, we live in an industry that unfortunately, but fortunately, is a lot more difficult to bring a live animal from their habitat to a consumer. Like all of our lobsters are shipped live. So when you talk about beef and a lot of other, the, you know, a lot more food sector products, their shelf stock is more stable. And I think that producers need to get more communal in their approach. And they need to realize that the platform that we've built through lobsterboys.com, they can build too through their cooperative website, and they need to get behind advertising, and they need to start not allowing these big food producers to come in and buy them out or bid their beef at a price that allows them to not make any money. So it's really kind of on both sides, I think, responsibility in America from the consumers and producers to start changing habits. And that is going to take, unfortunately, a lot of education from people like ourselves and a lot of just unfortunately time for these people to realize that if they don't start to do something different, they're going to have, I feel bad because there's a lot of producers that are forced. If you're growing beef, grass fed, grass finished, and your next door neighbor is growing grain finished, and the buyer comes in and is going to pay you the same price, and they're producing 200,000 more pounds of beef a year, you're not going to make it too long as a grass fed, grass finished producer. So if we don't start to change habits as consumers and producers, we're going to find ourselves in a place where we're all eating lab grown meat because we can't even get anything else.
Talking with Travis and Justin Madeira, they're co-founders of Lobster Boys, and this is the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Our guests today are brothers Travis and Justin Madeira. They're co-founders of Lobster Boys. We've had a great conversation, but if we want to learn more about Lobster Boys, where do we go, Travis?
Yes, you can always get our product on lobsterboys.com. That's our website. Everything shipped overnight, delivered directly to the door, direct from our fishermen. So that's great. And our social handles, Lobster Boys Team. And we have a YouTube channel also, Lobster Boys. So, you know, you can find us social media, lobsterboys.com. And, you know, we look forward to keep pressing the issue for, you know, a healthier America. And that's what we stand for, starting with lobster.
Well, co-founders of Lobster Boys, keeping it in the family, Travis Madeira, Justin Madera. I'm Tony St. James, and this is the Agribusiness Report.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
Douglas, Arizona, at the Livestock Port of Entry.
The location visited earlier this week by Agriculture Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Dudley Hoskins. As the process of the first import of Mexican live cattle started, the first since border closure last year, as protections against new world screwworm entry via cattle movement.
Everything we're doing, everything we've been doing, everything we're going to implement here at this port in Douglas is prioritizing animal health for U.S. producers. And we stand behind the protocol, the system.
Also in Douglas, site of a proposed NWS sterile fly dispersal facility that the undersecretary toured with Arizona State Director of Ag, starting with a morning visit before.
We're going back again this afternoon to do some additional visits and inspections, so looking forward to taking the next step in that project very soon.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
It's the Agribusiness Report.